It's your Mountain of Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee, your head guide on this morning adventure as we roll right on down to Lake North Fork. We're going to go to, we're going to make a turn there on Fout Road and stop at Bayou Resort, visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful 66-degree morning on Thirsty Thursday?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm grinning. I'm smiling. I'm loving it. It's not raining.
It is not raining.
and the fish, now what I'm hearing, and then, you know, you and I talked before we went on, the fish are, they're ready to have their lips ripped off, aren't they?
They are. The topwater bite's really come around. We've been waiting for it, and had a lot of reports of topwater bite this past week. Guys have done really well. Striper, hybrids, whites, really starting to break the surface. And they're even getting some little bit of bass action out there. So they're biting.
Yes. And what are some of the choice baits that people are tying on the end of their rods for this topwater bite?
Whopper ploppers, spooks, see, those red fins, those are some of the best ones going right now.
You know, and I mean, there's others, too. You know, you and I were talking about some old baits that people kind of forget. But, you know, Lucky 13 is something a person might throw. You know, really, with that topwater bite, I think color may be a little more important than presentation, because when they're in that feeding frenzy, I think that, you know, just getting it out there amongst them where all the fish are surfacing. And, oh, my goodness. I mean, if you've never hooked into a, you know, 20-plus pound striper, man, I'm telling you, it'll bring you to your milk.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best colors is it's called a spook, and the color is called Black Shiner. And it's like black and a little bit of chrome in it. And I think it's a 3.5 or 4.5 inch color. I don't think our size, it didn't make a difference. And the gentleman was doing really, he went out several days in a row in the morning on the top water and the evening, and he caught his limit every time he went out.
You know, and I'm going to throw out a little tip for all you fishermen out there. A lot of you guys and gals out there, you already know this, but one thing you need to, after you've landed, you know, some fish, be sure you look at your treble hooks, because they'll start to straighten out. And it'll cause you to miss some fish. But so the crappie bite, how's that going?
Crappie bite's going strong. Getting reports of limits or near limits every day from different guys that stop in. You know, not everybody stops in, but the people that do, you know, we talk about it and stuff. They show me what they've caught and that. And it's been on. Live bait's been working good. And there's, like we talked earlier, a few different colors that seem to work really good. Or maybe different color hair jig or something. Try that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Steve Borgman, he's pretty good after those crappie, too.
He is.
I mean, I actually think he's got gills.
and he's been on that. It's tater bait, small fry, and there's a couple really good colors on that. Three or four colors that he's been using, and he's been just tearing it up. He puts people on fish.
Oh, absolutely. He's very good at what he does. And, you know, something else, too, you know, the catfish, we're not quite full-blown catfish season, but they are biting, aren't they?
They are. I put a picture on our Facebook page yesterday of a 10-year-old boy with a big catfish in his hand yesterday morning. Him and his dad went out and ran trout lines. And, that picture, it's what it's all about right there. He had a smile from ear to ear. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what I love to see that, you know. The parents, the grandparents getting their kids out and doing that, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is a great time, and the fishing is fantastic. But parking is a little bit, you know, you need to be courteous, for one. If you're going to the lake with your boat or your pontoon or your ski boat or your little jet skis, and you know you need to be courteous and be thoughtful of other people with trailers and trucks, because there's not a whole lot of room there.
Absolutely, and if you're coming down for a day trip, you're going to have to park alongside the road, and you're just going to have to pull over as far as you can because that road's narrow going down there. If you're coming for two, three days, four days, something, call the boat dock, call out boat dock, rent a slip for a few nights, put your boat in the water, have it there, come back and drop your trailer off, and then it's, you're going to have a much easier time not trying to maneuver a trailer around down there and loading and unloading a boat every day. That's some stuff. That works.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, hey, Gary, if folks want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, look at some of the pictures, read some of the stories on there. It's a good place to start. And then always our website, thebuyerresort.com, or just stop in and say hi.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.